what's happening, what's going on in Sharkland. This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The question I'd like to tackle today is if we can stare down a shark, or what happens if you maintain eye contact. We know that direct eye contact is not the way to go for some mammals, or when being in jail for that matter. But how about sharks? In my experience, looking at the shark and knowing it sees you too has the effect of maintaining boundaries. Not seeing the shark often brings it very close, and I think the main reason why the shark dares is due to lack of eye contact. Remember I told you that we published a paper on shark's ability to understand human body orientation? Yes, no? Well, if you don't or haven't heard that podcast, send me an email and I'll send you that paper. It's quite something. In there, we speculate that a potential reason for this ability to understand where the front and back of a human being is could be that they are able to detect our field of vision. So naturally, field of vision for them would be the front of this unfamiliar object. And it is this field of vision that seems to not just make it possible for them to approach us, but also to keep them at bay when both look at each other. Me, I love looking into the eyes of a shark. There's always something going on, something unique, actually quite intimate, however you want to call this. But one thing is for sure, these eyes are very much alive and not quote-unquote the dead eyes that we sometimes hear that sharks should have. But I also have to admit that not all these eyes come across equally warm to me. The funny thing is that the eye color really makes a difference in my world, and most likely in other people's as well. Eye color, well, they come literally in all colors and nuances. Of course, the light eyes of a Caribbean reef shark will likely capture attention right away. And even should you feel uncomfortable, their eyes help to relax. When I got new clients and I work with them, I do a workshop over in Eleuthera in the Bahamas, we mainly have Caribbean reef sharks. So when they jump in, before they jump in the first time, some of them are very nervous. And I always give them the advice, when a shark comes close, looking in the eyes and you will feel much better. And you know what they say when they come up? Hey, it worked. Well, it does. The eyes of a Caribbean reef shark are really, really warm. Anyway, there are two types of eyes that people most often get nervous. The very small eyes and the very dark ones. When I talk small, I do not mean the eyes of a nurse shark, but the ones of a bull shark, for example. I just can't warm up to those eyes, despite that I really like bull sharks. I really like to hang out with them, but there is something to their eyes. They're piercing. And I can understand that these eyes look rather intimidating. Then there are the eyes of white sharks. Although they look black from afar, the eye color is indeed dark blue and very pretty. So when these sharks come closer, the eyes start to look much more friendly. And this is actually the opposite with tiger sharks. From afar, the dark eyes, black eyes, they look very warm. But the closer you get, the more you see their pupils, the less friendly they come across. But having quote-unquote friendly eyes or warm eyes is very subjective and it should not matter in an interaction. But if you ever have the chance to see more than one shark species and you remember what I just said with warm eyes, kind eyes, whatever, yeah, I think you'll feel it. However, I still believe that staring into each other's eyes transforms information to our subconsciousness and we're just not aware of it. And that actually works in sharks as well. That's my opinion. Information transport is a likelihood. Look at us. How often do you think you can read your friends' minds? Or you sure you get what your dog thinks? So what seems to be present in one group of animals, and I include us here as being part of the mammals, why shouldn't the other animal group, that non-mammals, not have it as well? Of course, you could argue that sharks are primitive, have primitive brains and so on, and all would be understandable. But considering their long evolution, and by the way, these sharks that we have nowadays in our oceans, these are highly evolved creatures. Their long evolution does offer the possibility that they actually have a subconsciousness. And yes, having a subconsciousness means to have a conscience as well. So yes, I believe sharks have a conscious mind where they can actually receive information from their surroundings. So they understand what they see. Well, before I go any further with this way of thinking, let's just postpone that to another show and let's get back to their eyes and staring them down. Bottom line is that looking at them seems to keep them at bay, but will not force them to leave. And why should it? Because they realize that their presence is known? I think they know that as soon as they are aware that we look at them, and that can be very far out, from very far out, that there is a contact. There is something going on. They receive information. Oh, I'm getting back to the other topic, huh? That they must be able to see us is supported by their swim patterns. They adapt sometimes very early on and a long distance away. I know making eye contact is not science, but it shows, at least in my world, that this contact leads to a reaction in the shark, otherwise the shark would just keep coming. So there must be something. And so this something is what I always tell people should they have to withdraw from a situation or at least feel the need to it, to keep looking at the shark. Look the shark in the eyes as long as you can until you can't see their eyes anymore. Remember, the shark or sharks can easily look backwards and some of them can see 360 degrees. So even a shark that swims away from you can actually often see you. So if you see part of its eyes, it still can see you. I believe that looking at a shark keeps a shark more at bay than anything else. So if you feel you have to withdraw, normally people just turn around and swim away. Or remember, correct withdrawing means you keep the shark in sight. Keep looking at the shark. Remember face guide push move? Face is exactly what I mean with eye contact. You turn towards a shark, you look at the shark. So does eye contact prevent any attempt of a shark move in and bite? Most likely. Considering how many sharks exist around the globe and how many divers daily interact with them, eye contact may indeed have something quote-unquote repelling. If you are a novice diver or even experienced, I suggest whenever a shark is in your vicinity, keep looking at it, since it does the same with you. Look him in the eye, keep looking, and I guarantee you something is going to happen with you as well, as it does with me every time I look at the shark. Eyes are an incredible thing, and considering that sharks have those right from the beginning, makes it likely that they have very high involved eyes and brain connections. So it's not just the transport of the pictures that they most likely get, but there's something else. Are humans in their pictures that still don't know what we are, but they can connect with our eyes and there is more information they get than just the pure thing that I don't know what humans are. I'm not sure that we will ever be able to understand what is truly happening when two individuals look at each other independently, what species they are. But as long as looking at each other exists, I believe there's something. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.